independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
We got Comey fever, baby. Comey fever. I'll tell you this right now. If you really are interested in the truth in life, you must approach each and every situation with zero opinion. Right? If you're interested in finding out the truth in something, you must approach it with zero opinion. Comey released, well, I guess you would almost say in some ways, fired the first salvo today, right? He fired it off. Released a statement. It was 7 pages long. Here's an excerpt of it. My instincts told me that one-on-one setting and the pretense that this was our first discussion about my position meant that the dinner was at least in part an effort to have me ask for my job and create some sort of patronage relationship. That concerned me greatly, given the FBI's traditionally independent status in the executive branch. Translation, he had me here to show him who's the boss, and if I want my job, that I'm going to play ball. That's from Comey's side. And the people who believe that Trump is guilty. The other side is, I'm going to have you for dinner because I want to know who you are. I don't know anything about you. I've heard some good stuff about you. But I want to have you for dinner. Nothing wrong with that. I replied that I love my work and intended to stay and serve out my 10-year term as director. And then, because the setup made me uneasy, I added that I was not reliable in the way politicians use the word. But he could not always count on me to tell him the truth. I added that I was not on anybody's side politically and could not be counted on in traditional political sense, a stance I was in his best interest as the president. Meaning, here I am, right? I don't want to be on anybody's side. I'm here for, I care about the shield. I care about this. I just want to let you know that I'm on nobody's side. Okay? A few moments later, though, and this is where it gets tricky. The president said, I need loyalty. I expect loyalty. You got to put it in that voice because that's what people hear. Like he's the Don, right? I need the loyalty. I didn't move, speak, or change my facial expression in any way during the awkward silence that followed. We simply look at each other in silence. I'm waiting for the big part where the kiss is coming, right? Like you're reading this, like, when's the kiss? The conversation moved on, but he returned to the subject near the end of our dinner. All right? I need loyalty. Look, I want loyalty. I want people who are going to be loyal to what? You need loyalty as in you scratch my back, I scratch yours, and you get to keep your job? Or, look, I need people who are going to be loyal to the cause. We're here for the American people who want the truth. Depends on what side of the aisle you're on. That's the way you view things. At one point, I explained why it was so important that the FBI and the Department of Justice be independent of the White House. I said it was a paradox throughout history. Some presidents have decided that because problems come from justice, they should try to hold the department close. But blurring those boundaries ultimately makes it the problems worse by undermining public trust in the institution and their work. There you go. People got Comey fever. I'm here to tell you guys, you've made up your mind already. This tomorrow, it doesn't mean anything. They spoke today. People were out there, right, you know, giving their once over in front of the Senate Intelligence Community and being grilled, you know. And, you know, Dan Coats and Mike Rogers, they're all there, right? Rod Rodstad, he's there. But you've got your mind made up. That's the thing. If you are somebody who believes Trump is guilty and that his campaign and he as president has colluded and been in cahoots and kissing and loving and playing touchy-feely and grab ass under the table with the Russians, there's nothing that's going to change your mind. I mean, when you look through the 7 pages here, Comey said, look, I asked him 3 times, essentially, am I under investigation? And he said, no, we told everybody who was under investigation. You're not then. He goes, well, basically, can you go out and tell people that I'm not? Because I need to get my job done here, and it's making it tougher. If you believe he's guilty. Doesn't matter. Comey could come out tomorrow and say, look, this guy didn't do anything wrong. We didn't have a good relationship. If you're on the other side, you're on the right side, you're on Trump's side, you're right side of the aisle, Trump's side of the aisle, left side of the aisle, anti-Trump, right side of the aisle, pro-Trump. If you're on that side of the aisle, he's innocent. He's done nothing wrong. This is a witch hunt. Comey is a disgruntled, angry employee. This is all showboating. And everything's fake news. There you go. That sums it up right there. It sums it up. Look, Comey dropped this today. It's 7 pages long. It's not a hard read. But I tell you this right now. If you're ever interested in the truth, then you must wipe away any opinion you have, and you have to come to these things and look at them without opinion. You form your opinion through the facts and the things you're told. Now, will we get all the facts? No. Some of them are classified. Some of them, what we're going to find out tomorrow is going to be this. This is one of my favorite phrases that I believe is coming tomorrow. You know, I can't answer that because there's an ongoing investigation, and that's just something I'm not allowed to answer at this time. Tomorrow is showboating. Today was more probably substance when it comes to all the stuff we were probably getting. And people today said, look, you heard what they said today. Here's a perfect example, right? This is a perfect example. This is this right here is Director of National Intelligence, Stan Coates, talking about whether or not he was ever pressured by anybody.
I have never been pressured. I have never felt pressure to intervene or interfere in any way and shaping intelligence in a political way.
All right. That's just a soundbite. There's more to it than that. But no, he wasn't pressured. And I hear a lot of my cohorts out there and other people that they all see that this is all a witch hunt. I don't know. My opinion is I don't think there's been any there, but based on what I've seen and what I've heard. But you can always look at some of this stuff and go, I could see how somebody could think there's there. When you say, I pledge my loyalty, you know, you want somebody to pledge your loyalty. I want you to be loyal to me. I want you to pledge your loyalty to me. Are you going to be loyal to me? That seems a little ominous, right? I mean, if you're honest with yourself, right? Yeah, it seems a little weird if somebody would ask that. But you also have to understand something, too. President Trump wasn't a politician. This is stuff that, you know, that is business stuff that he's used to. There are different ways of doing things now. This could have been no more than, hey, let's get together, let's talk. I don't know who you are. He even said, look, I've heard good things about him. Said he had, you're a good guy. Everybody coming to watch this thing tomorrow, and for people in D.C. and that little world there, that little snapshot of America, if you're looking straight down, that little thing that thinks it's above everybody else, that little D.C. area, this is it for them. This is their Super Bowl. This is their World Cup, their Oscars. This is all of that stuff, and it's all rolled into one. They've got Comey fever, right? They used to, when I was a kid, I had Pac-Man fever. It was catching. Right. Phil, you had Pac-Man fever, right, when you were a kid?
It was driving me crazy.
It was. I actually had a Pac-Man watch, for God's sakes. But for the rest of us, we go on with our life. We have things that we need to tackle that are serious. Rising cost of health care. We still have a ridiculously crazy tax system that needs to be simplified and needs to be laid out in a way where the big ones can't take their money and use the legal loopholes that are there to escape, but at the same time, we don't tax them to the point where they want to take all their money and their business and they leave. We've got to figure these things out. We do. We've got to take care of our immigration system and fix it. Absolutely, 110% needs to be done. We're overregulated, and we're going to touch on that later. We've got infrastructure problems. We're going to touch on that later. There are so many things that are real, that are necessary, that affect our lives on a day-to-day basis that is more important than this. And the reason it's more important is because this really affects you get no trophy tomorrow, whatever side you're on, if you think your side won. Huffington Post, Daily Kos, New York Times, LA Times, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, you know, they're all going, I can write their headlines now. Comey unleashes fury. Comey, you know, but there will be no impeachment. It's not happening, kids. I think with this opening salvo here, I think it shows that, you know, he said some things that you can misconstrued, but it's he versus he as far as what people said. So I could say you're a disgruntled ex-employee on the right. Breitbart, Fox, all these other, I can write theirs. Comey is an angry, pissed off ex-employee. President wins, victory, no collusion. I mean, you can just, you can write it. But to come at something and really want the truth in life, you have to have no opinions. And the waste of time tomorrow on the taxpayer dollars is huge, because the truth is, most people going to watch this already have formed their opinion. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChatBensonShow.com. You can text your program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Speaking of an opinion, I have an opinion about this. Take care of your home. I do. See, you want to protect your stuff on the inside, on the outside. That's wonderful. At night we go, we lock our houses up. We feel like, oh, this is good. You know, and you worry about somebody getting your house when you're home. But do you realize that most times that homes are burglarized, the home invasion, if you will, happens between 10 and 3 because, you know, most burglars don't want anybody there. So nobody's there. So what do? Simple. Go to Simply Safe Home Security. Order today. Have it within 2, 3, 4 days. And within an hour, you set it up. You get the most amazing thing. It's so simple to set up. Entry sensors, glass break sensors, high-definition camera. You're going to know what's going on in your house 24-7, as will Simply Safe round-the-clock professionals, because they'll be monitoring. It's less than $15 a month. Zero contracts, no hidden fees. It is absolutely the easiest, simplest way to protect your home. Go to simplysafe.com/Benson today. Get a special 10% discount off your home security system when you order. That's simplysafe.com/Benson for 10% off. Once again, simplysafe.com/Benson. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can email the show. Always tweet at me, at Chad Benson. And, of course, we love to get them text messages, 323-538-2423. So, Chad Benson Show.
Feeling confused? No worries. That's why he's here. This is the Chad Benson Show, setting things straight.
Who's got the fever? I remember that Pac-Man fever. That was driving me crazy. Comey fever. Tomorrow is going to be crazy. And I have solved the problem on what they should do, not only with any kind of grilling, any kind of committees, anything that we're forced to watch in the world that I live in. Remember, I'll do the heavy lifting tomorrow. That's what I'm doing for you. I'm sacrificing myself. I'll do the heavy lifting along with Anthony. We'll watch it. Phil, you are going to one or two bars tomorrow that are going to be open bright and early for the Comey Day. It's kind of like Super Bowl around there, and there's going to be some drinking going on.
Yes, the Union Pub opens at 9:30, and every time Trump tweets about Comey, everyone gets a free drink.
Free drink.
And Lewis may be filling in tomorrow.
So that's fun. Yeah, you're going to be staggering. Let me tell you something, guys. If I'm, you know what, I'm going to tell you guys how I can fix all of these hearings and committees and make them interesting. Before we do any of that, though, we like to make you hipper and cooler in the world. I love to do that. I like to provide you with infotainment to make you seem like, hey, you're part of the cool crew. That's why we do this thing called, yes, dare I say it, the urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Many of you will understand this, both men and women. You wake up in the morning and you need some procaffeination. Yes, I need to be procaffeinated. Procaffeination, the inability to make a decision until you've had a cup of coffee. Make me some coffee. I'm flawed by my procaffeination today, meaning you need some coffee, kids. Procaffeination. That's your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
So let me tell you how you fix all of this stuff, right? Because it's boring. I watched a lot of this stuff. Like, listen to this, some of this stuff today, right? Like, there's hours of this crap, and this, I'm just playing anything random. Here is Dan Coats today, Director of National Intelligence.
In the nearly 10 years since Congress enacted the amendments to the Freedom Act, there have been no instances of intentional violations of Section 702.
Wow, that sounds exciting, right? That's like paint drying. So what I think what they should do is they should hold these things behind closed doors for like 3 or 4 hours, do what they do, right? And then all the while this is going on, there will be people that have clearance, because if the yoga instructor can get clearance, we can get some people from Hollywood clearance. And while they're in there, they're scripting everything and they're casting as we go, right? They're casting as we go and they're writing everything down and they're putting it into Hollywood form. It'll be a 2-hour live, could be a musical, could be an action. Every week could be something completely different. A different director, guest director brought in, Spielberg one day. Special effects, we recast real actors and we just keep it like 2 hours and just let it be awesome. Because this stuff is boring. This stuff is completely boring. It's a bunch of, you know, it's a bunch of glad-handing and slapping each other on the back. And maybe every once in a while you get a terse answer or question back and forth between a senator. And the most interesting is usually one senator to another senator arguing over somebody because he likes this person and she or he doesn't like this person. Or it's, So why not have special effects, noises, man, the whole, commercial breaks. People come out, they'll powder everybody up. You have Brad Pitt in 1 week and you have... Everybody is beautiful, right? We'll just do it all. Because it's got to be better than this, right? It's got to be better. Because today was, man, it was a tough watch. I got to be honest. It was tough. It is. If I was a senator, I'd be like, I am bored to tears. This is, and I love this stuff. But this kind of, I'm not a meeting guy. Because I don't think a lot of stuff gets in meetings. A lot of things get thrown around. Very few things actually get done in meetings, and this was one of those where I thought, it's a waste of taxpayers' dollars and hours I'll never get back. Just throwing it out there. Special effects, musical. Could you imagine a musical, right? Somebody playing Comey, and he gets up and starts singing, he told me he wanted loyalty and demanded it. Be more interesting, wouldn't it? The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHADBENSON. So, you text your boyfriend and tell him a bunch of things that he should be doing. He does it. Should you be on trial? Maybe. It's Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
That's me. So, we live in a modern world now. Communication is something done mostly through phones, not verbally, but through our fat little fingers, texting each other, email, IMing each other, things of that nature. They're ping, whatever it is, WhatsApp, you name it, that's how we do it. So what happens if you say some things on there and the person you're saying those things to goes out and does those things? Case in point, 20-year-old woman on trial for involuntary manslaughter because her boyfriend at the time was threatening to kill himself over and over and over and over again. And Conrad Roy III finally did that on July 2014. From inhaling carbon monoxide in his pickup truck. Samantha Boardman said she got a disturbing text. It was from a friend, Michelle Carter, who had been Roy's girlfriend. Here's the problem. Michelle seemed to be fine with it. At times, throwing around, why don't you do it? Helping him explain what was going to happen as far as how she, you know, he wasn't going to be in any more pain, and he should just stop bitching about it, and he knows she's scared. It was insane, some of the things she said. But is that enough to try somebody for involuntary manslaughter?
Conrad Roy parked his truck and killed himself by carbon monoxide poisoning. A judge will decide if Michelle Carter drove him to do it.
She listened to him as he died.
Now, there's all kinds of things here. First and foremost, just like we're seeing with the Comey things, right? Everything's in context. You could look at somebody and say, I pledge loyalty. I want you to pledge loyalty. Or you look at somebody and say, look, I just want somebody who's going to be loyal. You know, I want somebody who's going to pledge to be loyal to us here. It's a constitution doing the right thing, the truth to the American people. You know, one of them seemed to be devious. The other one's not. But these were pretty straightforward. And it opens up that can of worms, right? That genie's boom out of the bottle, because we're taking text messages and we're going to say, we're going to hold you on trial for this because we believe that you were coaxing this kid into doing something. But his actions, she didn't do it. She didn't go there. She didn't lock him up, tie him up into the thing, put the hose in the car. She didn't do any of those things. But along the way, she definitely was pushing him more and more and more.
Prosecutors say then 17-year-old Carter sent Conrad dozens of text messages encouraging him to take his own life. Texts such as, it's okay to be scared and it's normal. I mean, you're about to die. You have to face your fears for what you want. And a text that night, quote, the time is right and you're ready. You just need to do it.
That's, you know. Those are pretty damning, right? I mean, those are pretty damning. To me, I look at those and they're pretty damning. And I did our SAC show today. You know, we had a lot of people chime in and said, you know, there's got to be some accountability. And I think in some ways there needs to be. Is it involuntary manslaughter? Should she spend 20 years in prison over this? Because he did it. Let's be real. He did it to himself. And if you know anybody, or maybe you have been, people who are suicidal, if they're really suicidal, they're going to do it. They're going to try. They are. They're going to make an effort. He did it himself. But this leads that slippery slope that we're starting to go down.
This case raises so many legal questions. Like, can a person be charged with someone's death if they're not with the victim when they died? And can Carter be found guilty of killing someone based solely on her text?
And here's something I'll throw out there, and I think we've talked about it before, and I think it's been broached, but I think this will be something. And producer Phil, think about this for a second. You know somebody's driving, you send them a text, they look down and see the text, they hit somebody and kill them or kill themselves, boom. That opens it up right there. That opens it up. Well, it's totally, no. Remember, they're looking for anything. What this girl did was disgusting. She was horrible, right? She was, absolutely a vile individual to do something like this. And I think very much so when you look at this world that we live in with the social media, I think that part of it was her. She was selfish. She was going to get attention out of this. I think that was also a big thing. It was. Her attorneys have argued that it's his fault.
Carter's attorney says the only person responsible for Conrad's death is him.
Conrad Roy was on this path to take his own life for years.
Which is true. Which is true. His mother said no, but you see people head down a path. You know there's a path. You see people struggle. You see people struggle and you head down that path. You know that. I've had two people in my life that I grew up with. One of them was a family friend who was with our family for years, who we knew and we loved, and one of my mother's best friends, if not my mom's best friend, she committed suicide. She was in the hospital for like 60 days seeking help. She wasn't out but a few hours, and she killed herself. I had another friend I grew up with playing soccer. His wife left him. He hung himself in front of their Christmas tree. He struggled along the way, though, and everybody saw it, and there was nothing that anybody could do to reach him. So you get that. But this is something different because she did. She said stuff that is vile and disgusting. 20,000 text messages, you can take 10 or 15 of those text messages, and you look and you say, yeah, why didn't you do more to help? Why didn't you do? And it's coming out. How much did she try to help? But I think some of it was very much a selfish thing. She's a twisted individual.
Defense attorney Phil Tracy says this is uncharted territory.
This is a result of our changing culture. Texting, emailing, tweeting, things like that have crept into the legal system and society as a whole. And so now we have to know how to deal with them.
Because we don't. It's all new. Just like, you know, just like they're dealing with in social media, how advertisers deal with people in the social media world, how they can get return on their investment and brand themselves across it, just like they do commercials and everything else, the spots and dots for radio and television. They're learning. It's the same thing with the legal world. But it does open up a lot here because you look and you think, how do we do this? Does she deserve 20? I don't know. Is there some culpability here? Yes. Ultimately, he took his own life. She wasn't there. But could she have done more? Well, if you knew your friend was going to kill himself, every one of us, parents, friends, we all say the same thing. We wish I could have done more. Yeah, I think she could have done more. But in the end, had she done as much as she possibly could, I don't know if she'd have been able to stop him at all. Whatsoever. Speaking of social media, Harvard has an issue with some of their kids who are ready to come on in because they have joined some, how should we put this? They have done some stuff that they really shouldn't have done via memes and social media. And this is the problem of social media. Watch what you put out there, kids, because it may bite your ass.
Harvard has revoked the admission offers for at least 10 incoming students for the class of 2021 for allegedly trading sexually explicit memes and messages targeting minority groups, also making light of things like the Holocaust. That comes to us from the Crimson. Two incoming freshmen telling the Campus Daily newspaper that the students had formed a Facebook group in late December, which featured images mocking sexual assault and the Holocaust, among other things. Harvard telling us the admissions office has noted in the past that a decision to rescind a student's offer is final.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're young, first of all, can we all agree, all of us who are in our 30s and 40s, late 30s, early 40s, into our 50s, we all did stuff that, thank God, there wasn't social media, right? Thank God there wasn't social media in the day that these things happened. Because the stuff that we'd have did, we'd have been in massive trouble. Right? We'd all been just, we know that. Come on. We've all done stupid stuff. These kids should know better. They screwed up. Not only they mocked the Holocaust, they mocked child rape, they mocked all kinds of things. And people are like, well, hold on here. Is it censorship? Hey, Harvard University, if they want to do that, they can do that. But it also goes to show you is you're not as smart as you thought you were. You dumbasses. You're idiotic. Why would you do something like that? Everything gets around. One little thing you do, it will get around. And for most people out there, the little things we do that would get around are nothing. People might get a chuckle or go, that was stupid, and we move on with our lives. Social media. Different things, different worlds, different times, and it will bite you in the ass. It's technology. It is a privilege, and you must use it wisely. Otherwise, it's going to bite you in the ass. And these kids, they did it to themselves. They did. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Sooner or later, your car may not work so well. Something could go wrong. What is it? I don't know. I'm not a mechanic. I'm a radio guy. But I'll tell you what, because I'm not a mechanic, I'm a radio guy, I was smart enough to realize that I am not good at these kind of things. I don't want a car payment. I don't have a warranty for my car. So what can I do? Well, the next best thing, and dare I say the best thing, was get extended coverage from CarShield. New engine, new transmission, thousands of bucks. Cost a grand for a sensor. I don't even know what half this stuff is anymore. CarShield's there for me. 24/7 roadside assistance. A rental car, when my car's in the shop, I choose the mechanic. Could be the dealership where I take the car, and guess what? They deal directly with them, including pay them. That's great, because a lot of us out there, we're going paycheck to paycheck, so we don't have that kind of money to float the mechanic thousands of dollars. CarShield's administrators, they paid close to $2 billion in claims. They're ready to help you save yourself thousands of potential car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate and extended vehicle service protection before it's too late. Call 800-CAR-6100. That's 800-CAR-6100. And mention code Benson or visit CarShield.com. Use code Benson to save 10%. That's CarShield.com. Code Benson saves yourself 10%. A deductible may apply. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Kid tested. Mother approved.
So, there's a zoo, the Changzhou Zoo, that is under fire, but only from the outside world. So we had, was it Cecil last year? Cecil was last year. And now it's the Changzhou Zoo because they fed a donkey to a bunch of live tigers. They kind of tossed it off a little. They had it in a little, one of those little like work truck things, you know, it's like a little bit bigger than a golf cart. And they tossed it into the moat. And then the tigers got in and ate it. People are freaking out. This is cruelty. This is horrible. And you see the donkeys in there. And I think the donkey realized the gist of what was going on. Because, you know, it was, it knew. It knew its number was up, right? Did not go down easy. Did not go down easy. So they threw it in a moat, and it's, you know, people are pissed off. This is horrible. This is disgusting. Two tigers doing what they did. I'm like, this is nature. I mean, it's not nature the way it is, because normally you'd have a bunch of Chinese people throwing food at you, but it's nature. They eat things like this, right? They see animals, they eat them. What'd you expect? That they're all vegetarians? They're not. They're not vegetarians. Now, the vegetation they get is from the other animals that eat them. Then they eat them. So it's the circle of life, right? And I agree that there was a thousand different ways you could have handled this better. But if you're, here's my thing. If you're going to feed this donkey to the tiger, feed the donkey, right? The end game is the tiger's going to eat the donkey. So shooting it, chopping it up, and tossing it out into little pieces, well, that's more humane. Tiger wants to hunt. It was, you know, it's like, is it our birthday? Is it our birthday? It feels like it's our birthday. They're great, is what he said after he ate it. The thing that, the whole time I'm watching this, because I was a guy who grew up with animals that ate other animals. Right? Lizards. Big lizards, not little lizards that eat crickets. Big lizards that eat stuff like rabbits. I grew up with animals like that. I love reptiles. I used to eat all kinds of stuff. One time I was working for a reptile store. This hippie couple came in, and they bought this thing called an Argus monitor. It's the coolest thing in the world, right? But they eat. Like, they're ferocious because they're one of the few big lizards that is always on the move. About 3 months later, they bring back things near death. And they're like, well, you know, I'm like, what are you guys feeding it? They're like, well, vegetation. And like, I'm like, that's, it doesn't eat that. It's not what it eats. It wants to hunt. It likes food. And within, I fed it, and it just, it swallowed things so fast. You can still see the little mice moving in its stomach. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure if you go to a zoo, the last thing I want to see is this, especially when you're around little kids. But the overreaction of it all, as usual, is crazy. And I love the comments because people are just so, just, you know, the social justice warrior keyboard cowboys sitting here. But the thing that made me laugh the whole time, I told producer Phyllis, it made me laugh as I'm sitting here watching the two. One of the tigers is like, I'm going in the water after, right? Phil, you stay here. All right, I'm going in. And there it is. The other tiger is like, bring it closer. It's trying not to get in the water. It doesn't want to get wet. Like, it just did its hair and it doesn't want to get wet. And then it falls in, and then it's like, all right, fine, when I'm in, right? It was, but, you know, people are going to bitch. That's what they do. Look, there's a way better way to handle that, a way better way to handle what they did. But it's done, and the donkey's gone, and we move on with our lives, except for the donkey. It doesn't get to move on with its life. Chad, you're such a jerk. It's possible. It's possible. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Text the program 323-538-2423. Texter writes in and says that girl needs to be held accountable for all of those text messages. She should be tried for murder. No, she didn't murder. If you didn't hear the story, girl's on trial, faces 20 years for involuntary manslaughter because she was sending text messages to her then boyfriend to encourage him to commit suicide. Which, by the way, was years in the making. It wasn't like she did it on a Tuesday and he did it on a Wednesday. It was years in the making. But she did nothing, by the looks of it, to help, to find help, to seek help over a long period of time and encouraged him. And he did it. I think she wanted sympathy. I think she wanted to look at me. It's like all those people who rush out there and put pictures up of people who've died, as if we're supposed to have sympathy for you because so-and-so died. I think there's a portion of that who wanted that. It's the new look at me generation. Something happened bad to somebody else. Quick, everybody, sympathize with me. 844-DIG-CHAD. Text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. We're getting you over the hump because that's what we do. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.